Irregardless of how you define failure or success, never let failure get to your heart and never let success get to your head. So do what makes your heart sing and do what makes your heart happy, regardless of what people got to say or regardless of how people perceive you to be.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. It has been a very long time, my friends. It's been 2 months. It's been a little longer than that. Yeah, it's been, I don't think I've done a show in since May. And here it is, almost September. But tonight is the first show of season effing 10, ladies and gentlemen. Who'd have thunk it would go 10 years, or at least 10 seasons. So technically, it's my 9th anniversary, but it's my 10th season. So it all works out. I'm using new technology. I'm trying to figure out some new formats. I'm in a better mood. So I've got a brand new camera set up. Hopefully, I'm not as, I'm trying to find out if it's as focused as it should be. I've got my mixer. I've got my thing. I'm all set up. I've got new promos out. I don't know if you've seen the new promo, the Radio Irregardless Maverick. That's me. And that's what I looked like when I was a kid. That's had the hair. But I know. See, you gotta get the camera's like up at an angle, so it's really flattering for my forehead line. So but let me get into this because it's been a very long time. Let's get into, before I get into that, I will say thank you folks for listening. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, we broadcast live. We're doing that through Facebook tonight. I've tried some new technology. I haven't worked it out completely, but we're going to start broadcasting through Podbean, which is my podcast server. And then we're going to be doing live feeds and all that. So once I get that all worked out, check that out. But for now, you're listening live through Facebook is how you're doing it, through my own personal page, Mark Scalia on Facebook. You can find me. And the other way you possibly are listening is through the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, now available through podbean.com. Search for Radio Irregardless. You'll find me. And then if you click that link, it'll give you a variety of opportunities to choose whatever one you probably use. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, however you use your podcast, however you view your podcast or you listen to your podcast, that's the way you can do a bunch of different links. I've set it all up for you folks. And all the previous episodes have finally been uploaded. So thank you for that. So let's start the show, as I always do, and bring you up to speed about what's been going on with myself, with the, I can't find it. That was anticlimactic. The happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So where do I start? Well, let's start with this. I have not done a show since mid-May. There's been a bunch of reasons for that. One is I got backed up with all the editing of the shows I've done with my previous guests. The spring got very busy for me. Personal things got me. Here's the honest truth, folks. The honest truth. I became unmotivated. I was losing interest in the show, as most of you have. No, what I'm saying is, it was hard for me to create the show. It was hard for me to find content, not so much to find guests, because I had plenty of opportunities to find people, and I still do, which I'm going to, and I'll tell you more about that. But I wasn't, I had a very hard time going, okay, let's do the show. And because of the range of technology, because the video aspect now, which this was never supposed to be a video podcast, but because I'm through Facebook Live and it is video, because if you just saw a screen and heard me talk, you probably wouldn't watch. Why would you watch? Now, this way you can watch, you can see me, and you can listen. Like, you can put it on, walk in the other room, leave it on your phone, blah, blah, blah. And I used to just do the screen, which, you know, that's what I do for the commercials, which is fine for the commercial breaks. But I couldn't do that. There was a lot of reasons why, personally. But the main reason is I had a hard time finding the creativity to do the show. I want to do a good show. I don't want to phone it in. It may seem that way, but I don't want to phone it in. So I always want the show to be better and better. And I started thinking about how I could make it better, changing up the format a little bit. And that's what I've kind of done tonight. So tonight is season 10. Welcome to season 10. First, let's go by this. I had my birthday, 54, last, I don't know, Friday it was. And I never liked my birthday. It's not since I was a kid that I really ever celebrate my birthday. That's, you know, a bunch of reasons. But I have a hard time receiving gifts. And dear, dear friends of mine put together such an amazing day, my wife included. We all got together. There was a surprise. A friend of ours, we call, you know, the extended family, the friend family. And he came up from Virginia. And I didn't know that. He was literally in the closet. And somebody goes, oh, could you go in the closet and get something for me? I opened the closet and I saw him there. And it was a huge surprise. My wife lost her mind. I lost my mind. And we had literally just 24 hours of just joy. And I have a hard time receiving that kind of thing. I'm not good with presents. If I earned it, yeah, I could see that. But it was very hard. But I loved it so much. And they were very, very nice. And it was a very enjoyable birthday. And now I'm 54, so I'm on my paddleboard. That morning, I was on my paddleboard for almost 2.5 hours. I did 3.5 miles, just puddling around. I bought an anchor for my paddleboard. So now when I go and I paddleboard and I just feel like sitting there, drop the anchor, just sit there. And it's just a little, 3.5 pound. It's just enough to hold the board in place. And I'm probably going to go out in the winter and it's going to be busy like it always is, windy. And I'll probably do a Facebook Live because everybody goes, you're an idiot. You're in a storm. And I'm like, I don't care. It's fine with me. In April, things started getting really busy. May got busy. June was busy. Then it started slowing down. You think, oh, it's slowed down. Why don't you do the show? And again, I had creativity issues. But it was becoming very busy. And then it slowed down. And the only thing that's been picking up, I mean, I've still been working fairly, you know, fairly regularly, which I have a time saying that word. I've been doing a lot of work and I've been on the trolley almost nonstop. And this week I was Monday, Tuesday, today is Wednesday. I'm on tomorrow and I'm on Friday. It's 5 days a week. And I'm a comic. I don't believe in working 5 days a week. I haven't worked 5 days a week forever. But now I got corporate clients calling me up. I'm doing a lot of private comedy shows, which is fantastic. So I'm getting busy. And of course, tomorrow starts September, which means 29 days, 30 days to Halloween, to October. And then I'm on the trolley every single night, pretty much. Can't do stand-up the month. Then there's 2 weeks of November I get to chill out. And then it's Ebenezer Scrooge once again. So it's even though it's August, I'm already in January. That's kind of the way it is. But I'm looking forward to all the work that's happening. So here's a new format I'm actually going to add. Not only do I tell you about me, I'm going to tell you about this. A lot of top stories. And I'm going to try to make them funny. I mean, I don't know how funny they're going to be, but I'll try to make them funny. As you may or may not know, Mikhail Gorbachev died last Tuesday. He was 91. And he was praised as being... He restored democracy to a lot of communist-run European nations, and he was also pretty much blamed for the fall of the Russian Empire, you know, the Soviet Union. The guy can't win. The guy can't win at all. Here's the thing. Gorbachev, I was alive, you know, I was alive. He was alive and I was alive at the same time. So Gorbachev wasn't a bad Russian. And you got to remember, we were propagandized. We were made to believe that the Russians were completely evil. And governments fight governments all the time. So let's just say, let's not speak ill of the dead. He's dead. Let's move on. Let's have it. The life expectancy in the United States fell. Did you know that? Like, we got more bad news. It fell for the second straight year. Apparently, it was fueled by COVID-19. What? COVID-19 made things fall? Life expectancy in the United States fell to 2021 for the second year in a row, reflecting the merciless toll exacted by COVID-19 on the nation's health, according to a federal report released Wednesday. The biggest continuous decline in life expectancy at birth since the beginning of the roaring 20s. Americans can now expect to live as long as they did in 1996. What? Wait, this is like my stock portfolio. 1996. How did I lose 30 plus, you know, 25, 28 plus years? How did 26 years? It's like I invested and then it just dropped off the planet. More good news. Jesus Christmas. McDonald's is very upset because the U.S. head says California's fast food bill, a new bill they just put in, unfairly targets food chains. The head of McDonald's, U.S., on Wednesday, publicly criticized the landmark bill from California that would give the state more control over pay for fast food workers, saying it unfairly targeted big chains. The remarks of Joe Erlinger, president of McDonald's U.S., came after the California State Senate earlier this week when they passed a bill that would give a 10-person council the authority to raise the industry's minimum wage up to $22 an hour for chains with more than 100 locations nationally. California's current wage is on the floor. It says California's current wage floor, like that's what it at the bottom of it, is $15.50 an hour. Now, I'm not a big fan of McDonald's. I can't eat there anymore, though I actually love it. Taco Bell's my new go-to because of the beans and the rice, and that's a whole different story. But should we raise the minimum wage? No. It's not supposed to be a living wage. That's hence minimum. You know, why do people go to school? Why do you go to school? Why do you get your degree? Why do you do all this work? And then all of a sudden you can do absolutely nothing. Not to say that these people don't deserve it or, you know, anybody should suffer or anything like that. But what's the qualifications to work at McDonald's? You don't need a degree. It is an entry-level position where you learn and you grow. And I know a lot of people who started in, you know, whether it's like Walgreens or whether it's Stop and Shop or a supermarket or a fast food place, you start at the bottom and you kind of grow. Maybe you can get the manager, make a few, you know, this week you do it. Today you were mopping floors. Next week you're making fries. And I understand all that. But no freaking way should it go up to $22 an hour because that just affects everything else. And where do you think they're going to get this money from? They're not, I mean, no, people are like, well, McDonald's is an evil corporation. McDonald's is not an evil corporation. Have you seen the Grimace? Not lately. I think they killed him. But okay, maybe the Hamburglar. Okay, the Hamburglar is not a nice dude. He steals hamburgers. He's an asshole. Okay. But Ronald McDonald, actually, speaking of that, when was the last time you saw Ronald McDonald? You still see Burger King on TV. Not as much. He had those dollar bill flying machines. I don't know. He's going to strip clubs or some shit. I don't know what's going on with him. Speaking of businesses being targeted, Bed Bath & Beyond announces store closures. I'm not supposed to laugh. But I'll do it serious. Bed Bath & Beyond announces store closures, layoffs, and new financing and push to fix struggling businesses. Okay. Now I can laugh. So, Bed Bath & Beyond, they're losing money. On Wednesday, Bed Bath & Beyond announced swift and significant steps that it is taking to try to revive its struggling business. Now, I didn't know BBB was struggling, but apparently it's Bed Bath & Bye-Bye. So here's they're out of New Jersey. I didn't know this. And they're going to close 150 of its lower producing namesake stores. It was also slash cost by shrinking headcount by more than 20%. So that means layoffs across its corporate and supply chain workforce to strengthen its balance sheet. The company said it secured more than $500 million in new financing, including a loan. So it's Bed Bath and Balone. I don't know. It's my first time doing this segment. Who cares? Also, a couple more things in news. Chris Rock was asked to host the 2023 Oscars. Did you know that? Yeah. And he said no. His response was no. It'll be like returning to the scene of a crime. Now, that being said, Will Smith has been banned for life. Not that he can't win an award. He just can't show up. But I don't blame him. Like, fuck that. That's what nobody stuck up for him at all. So, yeah, I don't blame him. And speaking of crazy people who are still in the business, Meghan Markle, did you know she started a podcast? Hold on a second. She started a podcast where I don't know if you heard it. I heard bits and pieces of it. She's now saying she's getting a lot of people listening only for the fact that she's Meghan Markle. But she says the word I more than I say, and she is like, this is a self, like I do this show because I want to have fun, not because I need, because I didn't do it for 2 months and I've been doing this almost 10 years or 10 seasons. Meghan Markle has been doing the show. She's done like, I don't know, five shows, three shows, something like that. She's had a lot of people, but it's like, oh my God, you are so perfect. And I am so perfect. And we are so perfect. And it's like that. It's like, please, please. I've had enough of Meghan Markle. Just Meghan Muggle. I've had enough of her, and just get Harry Potter to just put a spell on her. Just do that. She's the Duchess of Sussex. Which is a hard thing to say for somebody from Boston. She's a duchess from Sussex. And apparently, she had Mariah Carey on. She had Mariah Carey on her show. And their big talk was, I can't forget, their biracial identity. Like, that's a subject. Who cares? Seriously. I don't know if you know this. They're pulling bodies out of what used to be Lake Mead. We haven't had water in that area. It's gone down so much. They are pulling bodies out of a lake that is no longer a lake because all the hits that were done in the 50s and 60s by the, I don't know, I'm on the air right now, the accidental deaths, with air quotes, that's where they, I don't know, but they're identifying people. And yet people like, oh my God, let's talk about Mariah Carey. Meanwhile, I've got six people listening right now. And don't think I don't appreciate it, folks. I really do appreciate it. Let's make this. How do I make this minimum? Okay, there we go. Oh, there we go. So I want to read some of the comments. You look taller because I'm shooting from the top. Let's see. Hey, there's Ramon listening. Bed Bath and Bankrupt James. Oh, so that was one of the segments. I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to do, you know, stuff like that because I forgot the show. That I really want to do. I just want to have fun. You read the news all the time and it's so cynical. And the whole thing about, I've tried to think about this. People use the term passive aggressive all the time. And here's the thing. Passive aggressive isn't really a thing if you do it right. If you do sarcasm right, you don't have to do passive aggressive. Passive aggressive is mean. Because you don't have enough, you can't articulate enough. You're not clever enough to use sarcasm to your advantage. Like me, I'm sarcastic. I say this stuff to my wife all the time. And then she goes, you're being passive aggressive. I go, no, passive aggressive means I want you to do it, but I want you to think that I want you to do it. Sarcasm is, I don't give a shit if you do it or don't do it. I'm just being shitty about it. Anyway, Let's talk about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
So just like a lot of days, today, not a very big day in history. Not a lot going on. But we'll take it as it comes. On this day, I'll wait for the music. Yeah, always do. I do like the music, though. I love the music. I don't know where I got the music. I'd have to figure that out. Oh, what happened? Oh, my camera shut off. Don't worry about it. There we go. Off, on. So, this day in history, today in 1881, there was a lot of stuff that's happened, but it's kind of, it's not really, it's not interesting enough. Today, in 1881, the first U.S. men's single tennis championships was held in Newport, Rhode Island. 1881, on this day, August 31st, I believe. Yeah, let me check my phone. I don't even know what day it is anymore. Yeah, August 31. That's it. On this day, in 1886, the first major earthquake recorded in eastern United States at Charleston, South Carolina. It was 110 people died. Now, why would I put this down? It's tragic. Because I'm getting a booking in Charleston, South Carolina. I got to go down to Charleston in a couple weeks to do a corporate gig. In 1918, the Boston Red Sox win the earliest American League pennant ever. The season ended September 2nd. That's how we won that's 1918. And that's the year that we won the World Series. And of course, I believe it's the same year that the Titanic sank, I think. There's nothing but good news today. Today in 1919, the Ukrainian army recaptures Kiev or Kyiv, depending on who you speak to. On this day in 1935, Franklin D. Roosevelt signs an act prohibiting the export of U.S. arms to belligerents. I thought belligerent was somebody who's being a dick. You're being belligerent. Do you know what belligerents actually mean? People who are starting wars somewhere else you're not going to sell guns to. That's what it means in this context. Also, on the same day, the Russian Alexei Stanchansky, is it Stanchanskonov, digs for 6 hours. What did he dig for? 105 tons of cabbages. Oh, yeah. You heard me right. He dug for 6 hours and found 105 tons. May I remind you, a ton is 2,000 pounds. He found 105 tons. You want to do the math? That's 210,000 pounds of cabbages. The question I have is why? I mean, it was 1935. Was everybody hungry? There wasn't that many people in 1935. Not that many. You're going to eat all those cabbages. 1951. This is actually really cool. The first 33 and a third album was introduced in Dusseldorf. That was a big thing. You got to understand. In the 1950s, everybody was putting out records, like 45s. That's what they were putting out. They were singles. There was one on one side, one on the other. So it's just A side to B side. When you did the album, you now had the ability to take all those records, all those 45s, and put them on one album. Big deal. People don't realize it. On this day in 1953, WKBG, now WLVI, the TV channel 56 was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts. My own backyard. 1954, Hurricane Carol, the first major named storm, hits New England, and a lot of people die. I don't want to say how many people die. I'm sick of putting down how many people die. Besides, you got killed by a hurricane named Carol. Carol? Fuck. Like, well, they should give them scary names, like Hurricane Damien. Or natural disasters. I'm not saying they should all be named after women or historic figures that caused mass. But I think they should all be, you know. Hurricane Damien, you'd stay home, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would. or Hurricane Karen. Which isn't over. Here's the thing. My wife's name is Karen. I'm sick of that phrase. Do you know what the male Karen is? Kevin. Which I don't understand. I blame the millennials. I blame them for everything, including Ed Sheeran. Giving me shivers. Anyway, 1955, the first solar automobile was demonstrated in Chicago, Illinois. I don't know what a solar automobile is, unless I'm thinking it's electric and it just ran at the day. But as you well know, when the sun goes out, there's no power, according to some politicians. 1975, former Teamster president James Hoffa reported missing. Okay. I don't know. A lot of people watch this show, or maybe they're listening to this show. I don't know. I'm just reporting. He's still missing. Hurricane Timmy. What's that? A shit ton of goulash. Oh, no, that's beets. Oh, you know, that's borscht. And I don't know what's made for. Oh, my wife said congratulations on my 10th season. Thank you, honey. See, you don't want to talk about the Karen thing. But anyway, 1992, Howard Stern's radio show premiered in Cleveland, Ohio on WNCX 98.5 FM. Famous birthdays today. Chris Tucker is 50. He's only 50? That's crazy. Jeff Hardy, you may not know who that is. He's a wrestler. He's 44 years old. He's getting into the prime. He's gonna have to be commentating soon. Richard Gere, 72. Yeah, not so hot anymore, huh, ladies? An officer and a senior. Now, D. Bradley Baker, I don't know if you know who this is. I didn't know who this was. Who keeps texting me? There we go. D. Bradley Baker. I actually only know him because he's a, I don't know him, but I know of him because he's a voice actor. He's 59 today. He does a lot of cartoons, and he also voiced the Clone Troopers in Star Wars, The Clone Wars. He does that, and he also did Bad Batch and stuff like that. And of course, oh my goodness, let me find this. Let me find it, because this is important. It's 27 seconds. Will they let me do it? Yeah, hopefully. Oh, this is better. I'll talk over most of it. I'll bring it around because it's copywritten. She was my... See, when I was a kid, I had a big crush on her. Huge, huge crush. Even this one. Like, how about this one? No. Oh, you don't know that one. Anyway, I can't play much more than that because it's copywritten music, and YouTube and Facebook, they're all kind of blah, blah, blah. But Debbie Gibson is 51 years old today. And I love my wife, for the record. I love my wife. But I still got a thing for Debbie Gibson, I'll be honest with you. And here's the thing. The funny thing about this is Karen and I, we went to a bar. It was a place in Woburn. It was in a hotel. And they had a local band there. And I was dancing, which I don't always dance in public. But when I do, I'm good. Anyway, we were dancing. And there was this bunch of guys behind us, and apparently they were dancing, like they were really good dancers. And see if Karen, oh, Kevin, hey, Kevin, what's up? But anyway, these guys, they were like, I don't know, four or five, and they were all Debbie Gibson backup dancers. And I was like, fuck. And we exchanged information, and they sent pictures, and I'm like, you get to dance with Debbie Gibson every time. I have very, very few stories like that. Very few. But the ones I have are really good. But yeah, Debbie Gibson, so cute. And happy birthday, Debbie Gibson. And that being said, I love my wife. Anyway, so, all right, let's close out of that. So here's what I'm going to do. I am almost at my 30-minute mark. So I'm going to keep this show kind of tight tonight. But in the future, I am going to be getting guests and stuff like that, and I'm going to go back, and we're going to have much more fun, and the show is going to be really, really good, and it's going to get better and better and better, I hope, and hopefully I'm over my creative slump and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my first and only break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be over the next weekend or so. So stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Regardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
The Industrial Revolution modernized the United States and Canada during the 19th century. As people enjoyed steady employment, they compromised their rights in the workplace. Longer work hours and pay cuts were imposed. U.S. labor groups began protecting themselves by unionizing.
Look for the union label when you are buying Lacoste dress or gloves.
In Canada, unions were illegal.
You lose, Americans!
On Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, thousands of New York City laborers marched from City Hall to Union Square. They gathered in Reservoir Park for an afternoon of picnics, concerts, and speeches rallying for an 8-hour workday.
Elliot from Harvard, the hitchhikers you picked up need the pills from your car. Please go to the information station right away.
For many, the choice was to either spend the day at work or march without pay.
Elliot!
It took a political disaster to put Labor Day on the national calendar.
This is as bad a political disaster as I've ever seen, and Dianne Feinstein is a wonderful example of just how bad it is.
Labor Day had become a time to rally workers for safer conditions, fair pay, and benefits. But in the second half of the 20th century, the U.S. labor force diminished. Many factories closed. Jobs were outsourced to other countries.
They took our jobs!
They took our jobs!
They took our jobs!
For now, most Americans leisurely enjoy the holiday as summer's last bow.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And folks, it has been so fun to be back. And hopefully everything's gone a little better. The show technically went a little better. The camera did shut off, but it doesn't affect the audio part of it, which is fine, and I can turn it right back on. So let me tell you what I'm going to be this current weekend. Let's see. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, I have the nights off because it is, of course, Labor Day weekend. But Sunday night, I will be up at the Beaver Hollow Campground in Ossipee, New Hampshire, telling some jokes. And it's a good little location. I'm going to stop up there. I got some friends who live in the area, so I'm going to hang out for a little bit. And then I'm going to tell some jokes, and it's going to be a good time. So, as always, if you want to find out where I am, please go to my website, markscalia.com, and check it out, because you can find out about the calendar and where I'm going to be and all this other stuff and updates. If you want to actually listen to more of the podcast shows, go to Podbean and podbean.com and search for previous episodes. You want to be a sponsor? Question? Comment? Call the hotline, 978-219-9294, or email it, radioirregardless@gmail.com. I'll be back in 2 weeks, September 14th.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Testing, one, two, three.